here we go.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
I see dead people. My precious!
From the prime time, bitch!
E.T. Home phone.
Say hello to my little friend!
Bond. James Bond.
Here's Johnny.
What's it when the 15th level you're coming out?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It's alive.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Get away from her, you bitch.
But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
To infinity and beyond!
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I am gonna kill Bill.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Houston, we have a problem.
Are you not entertained?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker. Oh, wait, we're not doing that.
Can we
the rest of the week, Zane, just do Compton reviews?
Straight out of Compton. Yes, we can.
Yes. I want to talk about it again. Yes. Yes. That movie kicked ass. I've seen it twice now.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, I did. It's funny because you know it's bad when the blacks are quieter in the theater than the Mexicans are. Black people, like, it's funny because when you see the black people in there with the long white t-shirts and shit like that, they're going, like, shut up. Try to watch this right now. It's good. It's a story right here. This is a life teller here.
And I've
never seen so many black and Hispanic people in one theater before.
I don't know if you saw that the LAPD released a statement about the movie.
Yeah, I heard something about that, but then you know what I did? As Ice Cube said in the movie, right, this NWA, we say what we want to say. Middle fingers up. Yo, Z, I got something to say. Fuck the police. Man, you know, if you think the news media is bad about police today, you watch Straight Outta Compton, and you go like, man, fuck the police.
Oh, I've been waiting to see this movie for a while.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah, because I grew up in that when NWA was huge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You grew up in when Rodney King got his ass beat and shit like that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was a youngin.
You know that he got his ass beat.
What's that?
You were old enough to know that he got his ass beat. That's right.
Yeah, I actually remember watching that.
Jesus Christ, so was that just like on TV worldwide, I guess?
Yeah, that got massive news.
Yeah, I always was curious about how big, I always thought it was maybe it was a California thing, if he was kind of caught on to the beating as a reference to today's problems or anything like that. I didn't know it spread all across to the South, Midwest, and East Coast and all that.
Has there been a movie about Rodney King?
I'm sure there's been a documentary or something like that. I mean, I don't even know if Rodney King's still alive, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a good question. He might have got killed by the police.
Well, we know they took him out back and said, so you want to get media, huh, nigga?
I
wouldn't be shocked by that, to be honest.
Yeah, he's been dead for about 3 years now.
Oh, that's right. I remember when someone asked us our favorite rappers, you said you liked the West Coast rappers and shit like this. So, yeah, NWA, you did like it. That's right. That's right, so this is for you then, see?
I'll see you soon.
I'd highly recommend it. Highly recommend the reviews up. People, like I said, listen to it. Doing great. It's fucking incredible. I think it gets a little cliche towards the middle half because it feels like the story has a message to tell, but then it kind of gets into this cliched autobiography, storytelling, whatever. But it was still entertaining as hell. Ice Cube's son is really good in the fucking film.
Oscar possibility?
I can't go that far playing a character actor. It's hard to pick it when a character actor is going to freaking get an Oscar or anything like that because, you know, obviously, you know, fucking nominate that shit. But, and you know damn well they ain't going to nominate. Come on now. Who are you? Boss Track. Kobe. If that guy nominated, oh, I can tell you this right now. Hands up in the air, whatever. I will donate. If this movie gets nominated, I will donate $300 fucking dollars. No, probably more. I will donate more than that to the city of Compton itself if that happens. If that fucking happens. Because I know it for a fact that ain't going to happen. I can tell you that shit right now. You imagine? And the Oscar nominee goes to Niggers with an Attitude. Oh, I'm Niggers with an Attitude. Yes, yes, yes. Why? Hey, if 3-6 Mafia can fucking win it, I don't see why not, man.
True. True.
That has to be the most embarrassing moment in Oscar history. These niggas get up on stage, don't know what the fuck they're saying, whatever. Just, hey, we want to say a shout out to my boy George Clooney. Hey, George Clooney looking at him like, I don't know you niggas. Don't put me down, whatever. Them niggas like, oh shit, we want to thank Jesus. We want to thank God, Almighty. We want to thank my mama. I want to thank. What? Who had these niggas on stage? somewhere someone had to just say, okay, if we give them this one, but we'll never have to give them one ever again. It's just. Damn, why did they pick them coons to go up there?
That was funny.
I don't know if that's the most embarrassing moment, the proudest moment that anyone can make.
Yeah, 50-50.
But I know if you was black like me, you'd probably look at that and go like, Did you see all the white people in that audience, whatever, just looking like, oh, shit, who the fuck let this happen, whatever. Yeah, and I was sitting next to Clooney going like, yeah, who the fuck did let this happen? It's embarrassing for us right now. Shit, these niggas ain't speaking a word of English right now. That nigga's got gold teeth in his mouth. Might as well let Steppin and Fetch it from Transformers 2 up on the damn stage, whatever. Yo, baby, shit. No Papa Cap in your ass, baby. Shoot, give me pussy right here. You know what I'm saying, son?
I would actually enjoy that one.
Comes out with a hoodie on and shit. Probably fucking will.
Now, Straight out of Compton, that was directed by Michael Bay, right?
Yeah, the action scenes were. Oh, man. Great. You know, it's funny because I thought the movie would be good, but I didn't think it would have an impact on me where I would think about it so much that every day that passed.
Well, it's because you lived it.
Yes.
It was your life story on film.
Every street they passed, I was like, yeah, I grew up right there. I was like, some of the fun shit happened, I was like, somebody was going like, oh, that's a little brutal. I was like, looking at him like, no, that actually happened.
Why were you in the movie?
And shit, I probably was. I was looking for myself. I was like, hey, is that little P1 right there? I was like, I think that is. But that drive-by, that house, that was me right there, yeah. Oh, they made Suge Knight fucking... I wonder how Suge Knight looks at this movie.
Well, can he watch it in jail?
That shit. Yeah, he probably can. They get KV up in there. Shit, I'm just saying. Shit, I wonder if he watches it and goes like, motherfucker made me look like a bad guy. Or does he go, yeah, nigga, I'm gangster. I wonder which Suge Knight did you get from when he sees that. Because that motherfucker was scary as shit in this fucking film. But we're not here to talk about Straight Outta Compton as much as I would love to once again. I would love to make this whole week Straight Outta Compton week, but that's not up to me.
No, it's Straight Outta Condejo.
I don't know where the fuck that is, so you know what? But we're here to talk about Throwback Tuesday, episode 112. I'm your spoiler husband the most. Straight Outta Compton, the phenomenal one.
This is the Straight Outta Toledo.
I don't know where that's at, but okay then. All right,
you've been there, you idiot.
I don't know who put that on the map, but alright then. And we here to talk about that cult classic Star Strip Trooper. You know there's a third one of this motherfucker?
Yeah, there's three of these, yes.
Three of these shits? one, good lord. And then I saw the trailer, and I was like, I want to say I saw that on TV somewhere.
I think Sci-Fi shows them.
I gotta say, though, even though this looked like a sci-fi straight-out film, the special effects didn't look that bad in some parts.
No, it actually didn't. There was a lot of cool moments.
Especially with the big, I don't know, bugs they were. The big bugs that were shooting the blue light bombs.
Yes, out of their, like, backs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that looked damn near good. Actually, you know what? That looked better than that Street Fighter Legend, that Chun-Li Fireball. That bitch was shooting. That movie had a goddamn, what was that, $90 million budget or something?
Well, this had a little over $100 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Goddamn. Okay. Never mind. Wow. Let me shut the fuck up then. It's at $100 million. Could read the synopsis.
All right. Starship Troopers, directed by Paul. How do you say his last name? Verhoeven?
V.
Oh, Pauly V.
Yeah, that's what he called. That's what people in. Verhoeven, yeah.
Verhoeven. Okay, there you go. Starring Casper Van Dien, Dina Meyer.
TV series of this shit, too?
No, I didn't know that one.
Roughnecks, a Starship Troopers Chronicles.
Well, all right.
I think I heard about this, but I never knew what channel that shit was on or anything like that.
Obviously, it's not around.
TV show, though.
It's not around anymore.
Yeah, this came out in 99.
I don't remember that.
Go ahead, continue.
Hey, sorry, Casper Van Dien, Dina Meyer, Denise Richards.
Fuck her.
Doogie Howser. Patrick Howser.
Right, my boy, MPH. The reason why, what's his name, from Harold and Kumar joined the force. Starship fucking troopers, that's why. Starship fucking trooper. Doogie Howser, baby.
Budget, $105 million.
God damn. Shit.
Box office, $121 million.
You sure you're reading that right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I gotta look this up myself. I gotta see this with my own two eyes now, see? I don't believe it. I can't believe that. No. Spoiling bastard, someone out there, please tell me. Look at that. I go straight here and I see that straight out of comp. That's right. That's right. Yeah, baby. Straight out of fucking comp. What was I looking up again? Oh, yeah. Got sidetracked again. What the fuck was I looking at? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, people. Yes. People be like, I'm sick of hearing about fucking comp to P1 now. Jesus fucking Christ. Good lord, man. Good lord. $105 fucking million. Good goddamn.
I know.
Yeah, this is a bomb, too. Shit. $54 fucking million dollars domestically and $66 million overseas. Jesus Christ.
Man, it still made its budget back.
Yeah, worldwide, though. It's a failure, though. Come on now. It failed at both domestic and overseas. Shit. It failed on both levers. Well, that's what Sony does best, though, so.
And the movie's about bugs attacking Earth.
No. It's about comrades, man. It's about friendship, loyalty. Neil Patrick Harris and football and shooting and teamwork.
And love.
And love, yes. The love for killing a fucking bug. You like that? You want it, huh? You like that? Rico's Roughnecks. That's right.
You know what? Okay, how is there a movie with so much nudity, and Denise Richards is not gonna get naked once?
She's a fucking bitch, that's why. She's a fucking bitch. You know, when I rewatched this movie late night, I was excited, ecstatic, because this is another one of those films. It's like, love it as a child, let's see if I love it again. I watched it at 2 fucking a.m. in the morning, and this is a 2-hour film, people. I don't know if you know, it's like 2-hour and 10-minute film.
Way too long.
I would agree with that. Is who the fuck is that? Okay, sorry, people. I live in Compton, so you know when I hear sirens go off. But anyway, though, people like, you got a fucking life. What are you talking about? You live in Long Beach, huh? So what? Don't judge me.
He's having flashbacks.
Having flashbacks, and he's like, who the fuck is that at the dope? Is that the dope man? Oh, is that the pizza man? Most likely it's the pizza man. But anyway,
could be both.
Yeah, shit, could be both. It could be selling both. I said, we saw in, what was that fucking movie? Tenacious D. Dude was selling pizza and a test driver. So yeah. But anyway, like I was saying, what was I saying? I don't remember. All right, fuck it then. Not important. Then.
Denise Richards.
What was I saying?
Watching it at 2 a.m.
Oh, 2 a.m. not help but say throughout the whole fucking film, every time Denise Richards popped on screen, fuck you, you bitch. She is the biggest cunt in all of Throwback Tuesday reviewing history. And that's a lot. That's 112 films, Z.
Now, are you talking in general or just as an actress?
Both.
Okay.
In this movie.
Oh, in this movie, yeah. She's a bitch to Rico.
I don't give a fuck about her personal life because I still want to fuck her, all right? But other than that, we'll keep that between me and you. The world don't need to know that, Z. So, you know, this is a private conversation between me and you, Z. We don't need to let everybody know that I want to fuck Denise Richards. Clearly. Woman is looking 50 and still looking like a delicious twig you want to suck on. I got some meat on her. But anyway, she is the biggest cunt I have ever seen in Throwback Tuesday film reviewing history. By far.
Even,
This bitch waits till she gets up in the air to tell Rico, I'm thinking of going career. Bitch, you knew that before you even got there. You couldn't tell him that before then? You're so fake and phony. I hate you, bitch. I hate her, seriously. And meanwhile, Rico is so stupid because he's checking out that beautiful ass right there, and he don't even know that he's got a beautiful ass staring right back at him that feels the same way. Dina Meyer, woo! That girl's fine as shit, I ain't gonna lie.
She's in, like, a lot of things.
Now, I remember when I was watching this, I used to say, oh, Denise Richards is the finest chick up in here. I rewatched it, I looked at Dina Meyer, I was like, I take that back. Actually, Dina Meyer is actually pretty fucking sexy on her. And I don't know about you, but the fact that she was, like, active like it was, that shit was turning me on. Did you get a boner watching this movie, dude?
You could, yeah. I mean, the shower scene?
Oh, I wasn't even talking about the shower scene, just the part where she was playing football and she had that helmet on, you know?
Oh, was she the badass?
Yeah, or when she was, like, you know, shooting and doing all the stuff she did. Oh my God. Oh, and then, oh, at the, I don't know what that was. The prom or some last dance or some shit like that or whatever that was. Whatever that was supposed to be for this school, just random-ass people could show up because you got the other dude that just showed up there. What was his name?
Xander.
Xander, yeah, Xander. He just shows up there. I'm just like, isn't this supposed to be a school thing? I'm like, how the fuck did you just show up randomly here or something like that? But you remember how Dizzy was looking in that dress and shit? She had that curly hair going, those green eyes. I was like,
Yeah, she looked good.
She looked damn good. Now, do you think she looked better than Denise Richards?
No, Denise Richards looked really hot in certain aspects. Mm-hmm. But
I'm going with Dizzy for this one.
I would probably go with Dizzy, too, because you can tell Carmen's a bitch.
Well, I was going to say, it kind of played off the role that you really think Denise Richards is, though. It's just like, yeah, she wouldn't give me the time of the day, just like she'd give her. Like, Rico, good-looking dude. She don't look like she'd give him the time of the day.
No. You're right.
Oh, and then that bullshit she pulls, when he tells her you love her or whatever, and she just looks at him and just smiles and shit like that. I just like, oh, fuck you, bitch. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Down the grave, whatever. Especially when you got Dizzy, who's just all up in Rico's shit, man.
Well, it's like Denise Richards only cared about them being friends.
Well, she said that even, because when they were walking, she's just like, let's always stay friends. It's like, you do realize that's your boyfriend you're hugging on, right?
Yeah.
And then she pulls this whole friendship, but then, like, she's like, all up on Xander and shit.
It was kind of like Summer from 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Except Denise Richards doing it with her actions. Summer did it with her words. Her words was fucking a dagger in my heart. I just know what I wanted with him that I didn't know with you. It's like, well, excuse me, I like to jump off this cliff right now. Women, if you ever want to piss men off or hurt their feelings, I'm like, you tell them some shit like that. That shit will make you want to go hang yourself. It's just like, oh, I'm going to go drink myself to death right now. But, you know, because Denise Richards is talking about all this. Oh, I want to focus on my career and shit. Why the fuck is she helping that dude up in the football game? Where she's like, hey, let me help. And then she's talking to him. She's like constantly smiling at this dude and shit like that, like in front of Rico and shit. It's just like, oh, you're a fucking bitch, dude.
Was she supposed to be the slut?
I think so, that's right. So Neil Patrick Harris probably got into that too.
Maybe.
That's hot then. Alright, that's cool then. She was a slut of the group. And the fucked up part about it is, she lives.
I know.
What kind of shit is that?
I know.
Ditzy, the girl dies, and Rico, the girl he wants is Carmen. Usually the girl you want dies, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And then you realize that, like, oh, maybe she really wasn't the perfect girl. This one that's been attached to me is the perfect girl. And I'm just now realizing that. That's how all these things go, right, Z? So,
typical, they the yeah.
They did the opposite and went the route that kind of pissed me off in a way. I'm not going to lie. It really did piss me off. I was just like, cause at the end of the film, she's just like, I just feel like whenever we're together, everything's going to be okay. It's like, I remember whispering under my breath, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up. Just shut up. God, you a bitch.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was just like, shut up. Shut up. Shit. Can you imagine some shit like that? Just like, a day or two ago? Well, not even a day or two. I'm exaggerating. I was just like, I'm going to focus on my career. The next time you see her, she's with this fucking dude, Sander, and shit. And she's all hugging up on him and shit like that. And even he's like, come on, let's get out of here or whatever. It's just like, what the fuck? This bitch dumped me for this dude. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the movie, now that his ass is dead, she goes, I just feel like whenever we're together, everything is going to be okay. Fuck you, bitch.
They spent way too much time on her.
She does nothing.
Yeah, man, I don't...
She should have died.
Yeah.
Remember that scene where the alien shot that blue shit and hit that ship?
Yeah, it should have killed her.
It should have killed her, right? Because every other ship that shit hit blew up. Not only do you see in the very next fucking scene, this ship is still running and active, but it just got like a battle scar on it or something like that. And meanwhile, the blue, whatever that shit, that blue ball of death, it hit on Xander's side. And the next scene, you see Denise Richards with a scar over her eye, her eyebrow, and Xander has no scars or bruises on him whatsoever.
And it's kind of convenient that when they came down to pick them up when Dizzy died,
yeah,
it was Carmen and Xander picking them up.
It was convenient. Every time that they needed a flight, it was Carmen and Xander.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and people probably say, oh, we're nitpicking. It was just like, no, because they show you space so many times of how many ships are in the air. It makes it so convenient that it's just Carmen and Xander, especially when Carmen's supposed to be a rookie at that point.
Uh-huh.
And they're giving her so much responsibility to be doing, especially when we think for a rescue mission, would they give that to someone?
You don't think,
especially
no.
I guess they kind of just treat them like meat, regardless of their rank, because the guy that they were with, their colonel, that dude was high rank as shit. I forgot his name, Rassak, Michael Ironside.
Who was awesome, yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking badass. But, you know, other than that, I think everything else was cool with the movie. Just the Denise Richard parts, I'm not gonna lie, they kind of pissed me off. I mean, especially in the part where you really think she should have died when that blue flame of death hit that bitch. And yeah. Next thing you know, she's still alive. Even at the end of the fucking film, she still manages to live somehow. You would think after she cut the brain bugs thing, those other bugs would have just attacked her right away, right?
You would think, yeah, but nope. Gotta have her alive. You gotta have her living.
Why? I don't get that. Why Dizzy gotta die? Dizzy out there putting out work or whatever and shit. She's putting in work. She's blowing up eggs and shit like that. She's putting in the hard work. Meanwhile, we keep putting the camera on Denise Richards just to see her chemistry grow with Xander. Fuck Xander.
Yeah, I didn't like him at all. He played the douchebag really well though.
I will say that, yes, he did play that douchebag really well, but especially just random scene. Even like, because I forgot why at the prom or whatever that was supposed to be, why Denise, I forgot what she said, why they split up or something like that. And then Dizzy just grabs, I did like Rico's part in this where she's like, you know, why we never hooked up or anything like that. And, you know, obviously Johnny thinks that he's still with Carmen. Did it ever feel like him and Carmen was in a relationship though in this movie?
Nope.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. It did not. It felt like he, like, since we're viewing it from Johnny Rico's side, it felt like he was in a relationship. And then whenever it shot on Carmen, it's like she had no chemistry with him whatsoever. Like, it was like she's just like kind of tagging him along just because she don't want to hurt his feelings or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing you can say, is that they just seemed like friends with benefits.
Fucking bitch. Anyway, but I did like Rico saying that, like, you know, instead of like being an asshole to Dizzy, just like, man, can't you just get it, stop hitting on me or anything like that? He just said, hey, look, I just want to be friends with you. I like that a lot from his character point. They didn't make him an asshole, the rich boy asshole or anything like that.
Yeah, and you can tell. I mean, they could have had him be like a lovesick guy with the whole thing, but no, he just, you know, kind of went on and dealt his own thing.
Yeah, yeah. I really thought that was cool about him. And meanwhile, when he goes look for Carmen, this bitch is dancing with, I mean, well, talking to this dude, talking about, Sanders going to be a pilot too. It's just like, why the fuck would you tell your boyfriend that?
Yeah. And it's, I kind of love that Rico, he ran up to work. They all, pretty much all Rico, Carmen, and Neil Patrick Harris, they all went up the ranks really fast.
Especially, I can see Neil Patrick Harris going up his rank because of his, he's not really in combat or anything. Like, he's just using his brain, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the smarter you are, the more psychic you are, I guess I can see that moving up ranks. But, like, Rico, it seemed like he was just handed opportunity. I mean, Rico had to be the luckiest motherfucker in this whole group because, you know, one of the reasons why he got the last gig after Ransack promoted him is just because, would you say it's because he knew him?
Well, Ransack died right in front of him.
But Ransack made him, like, what was it, lieutenant, I think?
Yeah.
That bug,
Well, no, Neil Patrick Harris gave him lieutenant, because Ransack died the same time Dizzy died.
Okay, then what did Ransack give him when he killed that bug when he jumped on his back? I think it was colonel or something, I don't remember.
Corporal or sergeant?
I'm not sure what the ranking is, people. If you're a fan of movie spoilers and you know all the rankings of the military, you can let us know, please, because I don't know what it was, but I guess let's just say he made him lead, I guess, lead of his squad.
Yeah, well, he had that one that her arm burned off.
Oh, wait a minute. He made Ditzy lead.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what Rico's jobs are, but yeah, Neil Patrick made him lieutenant, but I don't know what Ransack made him, but like, you think that most of that, was it really because he killed that bug, or was it because I know Rico, I know him, I got history with him, obviously because he was in my class, and plus, I just saw him kill a big-ass bug, so you know what, it sounds like man enough to me, right? So
yeah.
That's got to be the biggest fucking luck. Or even the first time he got promoted to team captain or whatever and shit. Because of him, Ditzy helped him out and shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, oh shit, fucking the whole Ditzy thing that she transferred just to Puerto Rico, so she was a stalker.
Hey, she proved her wrong. She said she wanted to be the best.
And she was. She was fucking good.
I'm surprised she didn't make they didn't vote for her. And you know, this movie is ahead of its time too, Z. I don't know if you noticed, but they believe in equal rights in this film because women were playing football with the men.
They didn't.
And she was just a badass anybody. In fact, actually, she should have been in Rico's position, if you ask me.
You would think?
She clearly was better than him in this, actually.
Yeah, like you said, he just got lucky.
And plus, they another equality thing. Who would have thought that Starship Troopers back in 97, equality year or whatever, they let the men shower with the women, too.
Yeah.
Nobody thought it was creepy. Nobody thought of rape or anything like that. It just felt normal and natural. Like, did you ever once think about it and go, like, that's awkward. Why would they shower together? Or why would a woman play football with men? Or that's just weird, right? Did you ever think that, Z?
No, not at all.
It just felt normal, right? I was just like, only it could be like that in real life, huh?
Yep, go to a gym.
Yeah, because I would love to see women play football with men. I think that'd be, because I'm sure there's some women out there that can't, shit, would you look at, if Ronda Rousey had a helmet on or whatever, would you look at her and go like, yeah, I'm going to take you down tonight or whatever, shit, would you even say that to her?
No, because I'd be scared.
Hell yeah, I'd be like, they'd be like, P1, you pissing your pants? And be like, why do I got to stick Ronda?
I would be scared.
Let me stick that guy right there. All like 300 pounds and shit like that. Big guy's like, I'd rather stick him. Ronda Rousey's looking to break arms and shit. That dude just want to tackle and win a game.
But there was, I noticed when this army or whatever you call it, they had three levels. It's like you're a pilot, you're a grunt, or you're a smart person.
Damn, so they playing Halo basically.
Yeah.
Halo with the bugs now. Okay.
I'm very surprised there's no game made out of this.
Yeah, I just said it was Halo.
Well, yeah. This is our Halo.
Pretty much, yeah. This is where Halo probably got the idea from, because, I mean, those grunts are damn near... would you join this war, by the way?
I don't think you cannot.
It's funny how the schools are kind of just training you to join, right?
Yeah, and then the fucked up thing that this... You know, where they had high school and stuff. This was in Brazil.
Yeah, that's what, when I heard them say that, Buenos Aires, I was just like, what did he just say? I was like, I hope this is a made up city. And then they showed the map of what got bombed or whatever. I looked at that map, I said, that's not America. That's not America at all.
They did not mention America once.
so this is not even in America. I was like, damn, how's Buenos Aires? If Buenos Aires is this far advanced in technology, then damn, I want to see what America looks like in this world.
We're just sitting back waiting.
We're just sitting back waiting, just like, yeah, Buenos Aires getting bombed by bugs once again, you know? Fucked up right there.
We're fine, don't worry.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably why they use bugs in Buenos Aires and made it in Buenos Aires, because, you know, everybody knows South America got the biggest fucking bugs you've ever seen.
I don't know which one it was, but the news clips that they kind of inserted
when in the movie?
Yeah, and those kids were stomping on the bugs, and the parent was like, yeah, kill them. I'm like, what the fuck?
And the teacher, she had, like, these creepy glasses on. She's like, yeah, kill them. And then you see the people on the balcony watching and shit like that, and they're just like, kill them. And that one boy, he's just, like, pushing everybody to kill him. I was just like, man. I was like, these schools are really promoting the bug death here.
Well, those one bugs, I think the ones that pretty much were all over, those were, like, praying mantises, right?
Hell yeah. How many bullet holes did you have to put in that motherfucker? Like, I love that Neil Patrick was saying you could shoot a limb off and they will still be active, but you got to hit it in the membrane or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's clearly coming from someone who's never been on the field, because I can tell you this right now. If you was on the field and your focus was on hitting just a membrane, yeah, you got to be the best fucking soldier there is, because that was the last thing on my mind when I saw all those bugs piling up was hit it in this direct spot. I'm like, just shoot that motherfucker wherever.
Did they just have Neil Patrick Harris in that little news insert just to show that he's still in the movie?
Probably so, yeah. Fucking so.
Hey, Neil Patrick Harris is still in this movie.
Yeah, who would have thought that most of these people would have names after this movie?
He's the only one.
What are you talking about? He wasn't the only one. Denise Richards still has one, and then, you know,
she's only famous because of Charlie Sheen.
I was going to say she's only famous because she looks fucking hot, but, and then we can't forget Hank from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was in this.
Look at you. Yeah, fuck it up now. You can't even remember that, man.
He only had a brief part, though.
Yeah, but who would have still thought he would have had a name?
And Gary Busey's son?
Oh, I forgot. I keep forgetting that's Gary Busey's son. I really do.
His name was Ace.
Yeah, Ace. Yeah, you know, Ace was cool. I liked Ace.
Yeah. And Michael Ironside was badass.
Michael Ironside was badass. I'm going to say that's another name right there. Michael Ironside.
Rue McClanahan from Golden Girls is in it.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Golden Girls is
pretty good. Oh, and Amy Smart.
Look at you, man. See, look at you. Oh, I thought there wasn't no names in here.
Well, she's not a name anymore, but...
Yeah, but she was.
Yeah, she was.
Exactly.
And see, you think this movie, like, you would think after watching this movie...
It would kill your career?
No, like, Casper Van Dien, starring role, good-looking guy. I would say a C+, C- actor.
How did you think he did in this film?
For what it was, I thought he was good.
Thank you. I was going to say, for what it was, I thought he did a fine job, and I'm with you.
Because this is a sci-fi movie. This is a sci-fi channel movie.
Before sci-fi was even invented.
Correct.
Yeah.
I thought he did pretty good, but he really did not have a career. He did not really do much after this. Well, he's done a lot, but...
The only time I thought he was necessarily bad was towards the end where, after Rasak died, and he was like, he had his teeth closed down every time he talked in. Like, even that part where Dizzy died, he's on the boat talking to Carmen, he's like, a lot of good men died, or whatever. So I was just like, dude, why are you closing your mouth now? You had your mouth wide open, you were talking like you had some brass, and now you're talking like some kind of old lieutenant or something. Like, they treated him, like, towards the end of the movie, like he was an old guy or something like that.
Yeah.
Way he performed his dialogue or something, like, even when he was just like, let's move him out. I was just like, what are you talking like? I know you're trying to channel your inner Ransack, but you don't need to, like, fuck up your dialogue like that. And then he was just like, a good bug is a dead bug or some shit like that. I was just like, yeah, you're getting a little worse now.
Well, he looked like he was trying to be Ironside.
Yeah, yeah.
He like, said his same quotes. So,
which I don't have a problem with him doing the quotes, because obviously the quotes are cheesy and the movie is cheesy, but it was just the way he delivered it. Like, he was trying to act as if he was Michael Ironside. It's like, yeah, okay, I don't know who the fuck told you to do that. You should have still been Rico, you know?
Yeah, just be yourself.
I love how those bugs knew that was a bomb at the end of the film, too.
Yeah, especially, this is, you said cheesy, which is probably the perfect word for the movie. The bugs got, you felt all these smart, like the bugs got smarter as the movie got along. The
movie's violent too, by the way.
Extremely. Mm-hmm. That one, was it the reporter that got ripped in half?
Yeah, I don't know why I feel like, it's a bug planet, a dead planet, an ugly planet. Ah!
Oh, and the camera guy just stood right there.
Yeah, that camera guy died too. Even the black dude that was part of Rico's Roughnecks. I don't know who that was. Seth Gilliam. Watkins.
Sugar Watkins.
Sugar Watkins. That dude was kind of ridiculous, too. I think he was probably the most cartoonish out of all of them, to be honest.
He was weird.
Because at one moment, he was fine. Like, at the party when Ditsy and Rico slept with each other.
Yeah.
He was talking normal, acting. I don't know if, like, when they just, in regular civilian clothes or whatever, they're like, oh, this is just their normal selves or whatever. But when they put on those, that military outfit, for some reason they just change their voice up and go like, let's line them up, boys, or whatever, talk like that and shit. And it's like, I don't know why they do that, because that just sounds weird.
One thing I did love about Ironside is that he shot his own guy, and everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he thought he was going to shoot the bug.
Yeah, and he's like, he shot his own guy. He goes, I want you to do that to me. I'm like, this guy's badass.
Like, you could have shot the bug too while you were at it. I mean, you had a good shot on that bug. You probably could have easily killed that bug right there. I mean, it was like, no, I decided to shoot that guy.
I thought that was great.
I love it because he didn't even die yet. He just lost his legs and shit. And obviously, we've seen in this world, you could be saved with the technology they have.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at Rico, you know what to do. I was like, damn, he ain't gonna try to save him. Oh, that's funny. Ironside was a badass. I like him a lot.
I like him. I like him all the time.
I like that style of football they had, too.
That was a cool football. I mean, you hit somebody, they go flying.
It was like arena football.
Hey.
Yeah, it was like arena football. That's what I was like when I first heard. I remember, people, you know what arena football? It's like the worst football you could ever watch. I mean, you'd do better watching kids play football at the fucking park or something like that. They miss catching and all that kind of shit, but yet they get paid $1,000 for it. I remember our team, LA Avengers, old companies to work with. We owned they owned a suite in LA Staples Center. And I remember I went to go see it because I heard about it. It was like, people, you want to go see an arena football game? And when I heard that, I was just like, the first thing that came to my head, because I didn't know what arena football was, I was like, you mean like Starship Troopers? I was like, yeah, I want to go see that. Yeah, fuck yeah. I was like, yeah. I went to go watch it. I was sitting there, sweet. I was all excited. I was like, why the ball ain't silver?
why ain't their uniforms glowing?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Why do they suck? why the dude not doing a... Oh, why they can't even catch? Oh, good Lord. It's terrible. Oh, God. Why did that dude just run past the ball being thrown to him? Did they make a play saying he's supposed to do that? Or what the fuck going on here? but yeah, man, those suits allow them to do those flips, I'm sure. Well, that dude with their athletic abilities.
I think it was the wires.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, damn, those flips that Rico was doing, I was like, god damn, I would love to see, man, I would watch the fuck out of football if they did some shit like this.
They did make him the star football player.
Yeah.
But also the moron, too, because they showed his test score.
Which was funny that... It felt like they went back and forth on trying to make him a moron, though. They didn't know if they wanted to make him, like, the stupid jock, or if they wanted to say, oh, he doesn't have a friend. Because, remember, the teacher in class, or Isaac, asked him a question, he answered it straight from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered it like he knew what it was, too, and shit like that. So it was like, okay. And then the very next scene, like you said, is his test scores, which, like, was it 35, 39%?
Yeah, it was really low.
So it was just like, okay, so is he a dumbass? Is he not a dumbass? But then he did tell Rance that he really liked his class or something like this. So maybe he just, I ain't gonna lie, math was a bitch anyway, so I, you know, fuck it.
Well, then he took up, he got the one recruit killed in the training course.
Mm, he took the helmet off.
And, like, they did all the cliche things out, him saying he was dead. I'm like, we know he's not dead, he's the star of the movie.
Why did Denise Richards live then? She damn sure ain't the star of the movie, is she?
No, she wasn't. She was a no-name at the time.
I mean, she's getting, I'm not talking about, I don't give a fuck about the name, I'm talking about in the movie.
No, she meant literally, they spent so much worthless time on her, that's why the movie's over 2 hours.
Yeah, like, they easily, like, all the shit she, like, once she gets on that little ship, no, you know what, once she tells Rico, I'm going career or whatever, that's just done with her. That, they shouldn't have seen her no more after that.
Yeah, because she made her the bitch.
Yeah, well, she was already a bitch, but then they made her worse, because the very next scene you see after that is when you hear her go, when they're about to get tattoos, Johnny Rico, and then next you know, she's like, you don't seem excited to see me. Like, she's smiling his face where I'm just like, you do realize before the last time you guys saw each other, he told you he loved you, and the next scene you give him is, I don't think this ain't going to work out. And then the very fucking next minute afterwards, this dude rolls up, puts his hand over your shoulder, and it's like, and you think I'm going to be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, and then, you know, and then Xander talking his bullshit. Oh, you know what they say about those infantry guys, whatever. It's like, oh, you're just not an infantry guy because you a pussy. That's why.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah, you a pussy. You are a pussy. I ain't gonna lie. I would love to be in the infantry just because it looks badass, but then at the same time, when they drop my ass on the field, I'd be the main one.
What was the point of the fourth guy? When they got the tattoos, the guy that...
Oh, what was his name? Fuck, I forgot his name.
Breckenridge? Breckenridge?
It wasn't Zimmy, was it?
Maybe. No, yeah, Breckenridge was the guy that got killed.
The mustache, that was the dude with the mustache. I can't remember who it was. Might have been Breckenridge.
Breckenridge was the guy that got killed on the course.
Okay, I don't remember who it was. Then.
But I was like, there's no point of it, because I don't know why they made a fourth guy, and then he just, I don't remember if he died or not.
He died, yeah, he died.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember, he died, remember when Rico got stabbed in the leg, that's when the dude died.
Okay, because he tried to help Rico.
Yeah.
Or Rico tried to help him.
Yeah, Rico, that's why Rico got mad in that scene and stayed, because I forgot his name, but he yelled his name out or whatever, and he was like, no! And that's why he stayed and started shooting the bug even more.
Yeah.
But I think she was Jimmy was the crazy one that just ran right into the fucking...
Yeah, he was the one just going shooting everything.
Hey, that motherfucker, he left the group, just ran right. He's like, yeah, yeah. And then that bug came up behind him and stabbed him. I was like, yeah, probably not the best I did. You know, excuse me. A thing came to my mind is just, why do they need soldiers?
What, you just bomb the planet?
There you go. Why don't you just bomb the fucking planet? I remember at the beginning of the film they said that they never could get near the planet, but I was like, you seem to have no problem getting near that planet like 3 times in this film.
Yeah.
And then not even bomb the planet though. There was one scene where you see fighter jets just dropping bombs on the millions of bugs that were laid out. Why just do that the whole damn movie?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why use guns, the Halo guns? Get a rocket launcher. Don't die.
That would've been...
why isn't there a big-ass turret? Like, the muscle dude can't have a big-ass turret just blowing these motherfuckers away. Like, apparently those rifles aren't working.
Yeah.
They're pointless, right? Because, like, it takes a whole clip for one person to put a bug down.
A whole clip.
A whole fucking clip. And these bugs... Because you remember when they went to that base on Planet P or whatever... That base was swarming with them damn things. When they showed the shot of all those bugs, I looked at that and was like, and I would have looked at Rico and said, hey, Rico, I just shat myself right now. So if you got a plan to get us out of here, now would be the time because we gonna die.
That would be you.
Yeah, we're some dead motherfuckers right now. I'd be hiding in the room, whatever, shit like that. I'd just be like sitting there and be like, they'd be like, where's P1 at? Private P1 at? I'd be like, sir, I'm doing some important work here. I'm trying to get this thing working right here. Sir, I'll be out there in a minute. Trust me on this. I got this.
No, you would probably be trying to, like, pull Dizzy out of the way. That's like, come on. Thank come you. On, baby. We're going to die. Just give me 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still the worst. I was about to say that. In that communication room, Dizzy be like, hey, so, you know, you got, like, 5 minutes. Like, I know you got a thing for Rico, but... Man, he ain't trying to give you the time of the day, shit. Why don't you get some of this chocolate right here, shit. It's just good. Rico, me, we go way back, shit. Like bros, you know what I'm saying?
He's cool with it. He's cool.
Yeah. It's like, if you fuck me, it's like fucking Rico. You know? They call me Pico. Yeah, Pico, baby. Man, you like that? No, P1, I'm not giving you one. Well, fuck you then, bitch. I hope you die first.
One thing, I think my biggest complaint is the end, which is the 100% cliche, is that Xander and Carmen are stuck. Oh, let's send a search party out for two random soldiers.
To be fair, Rico did cancel it, though.
Yeah. And they found him.
But I agree with you on 50-50 on that, because on the search party, he did cancel it, but then when it went into the bug hive looking for the brain bug, there was a line that I did hate where he just says, I can feel it, she's alive. I'm like, okay. What do you mean, feel it? What the fuck does that mean?
How corny was the special effects when Xander got his brain sucked out?
Oh, that shit looked terrible. Look, like, the zombies in Thriller looked more efficient than his ass did.
And that is
By the way, why would he hand her the knife? Why didn't he just cut it himself?
Yeah, right. Well, she had to be the hero.
Whatever. Because like you said, it's a fucking cliche-ass ending, because obviously he had to die, because it couldn't be the four of them saying, you know, friends or whatever, and shit. It had to reunite these three again. It's like, whatever. Like, that was the only thing one of the main things that pissed you off was, like, certain people had to die just so the ending could show these three guys hanging out, because they didn't want you to forget that, hey, these other guys are still alive, too, you know? They didn't want to be a real movie and have Rico say, no, you know what, Carmen? You kind of fucked me over right now, and I got a good thing going with Dizzy right now.
Yeah.
They didn't want that real movie to happen, because that should have been the actual real ending. It's just like, she comes up to hug John, thank you for saving me, or whatever, and just like, come on, let's get out of here. And he looks at her and go like, no, actually, I've got something better now, right here. It's Dizzy. You fucked up, and hopefully you die, bitch. Well, that would have been my line, but he didn't have to say that.
I would have been happy with that.
That should have been the ending, right?
Yeah.
Like, I found something better. As a matter of fact, I found something better. I found something that appreciates me.
Yeah. And she died.
Yeah. What a fucking cop-out cliche. Yeah, that was the only problem I had, because I thought the rest of the movie was unique and different.
Was that... You think that was a cop-out? Her dying?
I ain't gonna say cop-out. I thought it was cheap. There you go.
Just another way to get them together.
Yeah, exactly. Just another way to get them back together from the beginning to the end and shit like that, which I say this movie looked at the first looked original, and I take that back, because it stole some shit from Star Wars and Star Trek, to be honest, but... even that ship design, I was like, a little Millennium Falcon-ish shit in a way, you know what I'm saying? Especially the design, texture of it, and then the design of it, because obviously the blocks of, like, the way it was drawn look like the features of the Millennium Falcon and shit. Even in the new Star Wars trailer, you see the ship kind of look just like that ship.
Yeah. Do you think this is just the B-level Star Wars?
It's hard to say, because, you know, Star Wars wasn't about, well, it was fighting a war, but it was nothing against, like, shit like this or anything like that. I'm sure there's other films out there that were like this, but I thought this one was, like, I agree completely with you, it is a B-level film. After finding out that fucking budget, though, I don't know if they consider that a fucking B-level film, now, to be honest, because, goddamn, dude, $105 million?
Who made this? TriStar.
Yeah, it was Sony.
Oh.
Yeah. You hear me earlier? Yeah, Sony.
I didn't hear you say Sony.
I said Sony's good at making failures. That's what I said. Well, TriStar made, but Sony obviously bought TriStar. So.
Well, you did say that this is a cult movie.
Yeah, people love it.
I mean, there's not many quotes you can really quote it.
Yeah.
Rico's Roughnecks.
Yeah. It's one of those movies, though, as much as the problems that I have with the movie, you can watch it over and over, and I doubt that it's one of those movies that you could say, I hated it.
Well, I kind of think, seeing it, I kind of think it's like a homage to the cheesy movies back in the day. Because they go, he sucked his brain out.
Normally I would argue with you, but after finding out that fucking budget, I'm like... No, they actually thought they had something with this. Homage probably would be the good word. Because at first, I was going to say, nah, homage is actually paying respects and putting some effort into it. But normally, I would have thought I would disagree with you. I'd be like, nah, I don't see that at all. But after finding out that budget, I'm like, yeah, they actually thought they passed something here by putting that more money into this shit there.
And there's three.
I thought this movie, honestly, was cheaper than $50 million. I thought it was lower than $50 million at least.
Yeah, you would think. And then there's three movies.
Yeah. I know the third one, like you said, straight to sci-fi DVD and shit. I don't know, was the second one theater release? Like, it couldn't have been, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember that hitting theater release. I remember I watched it, and I was just like, where's Rico's Roughnecks at? Where's Rico at? Where's all this shit, you know?
And Rico comes back in the third one.
Which is weird as fuck, I don't know why. And then the TV series, shit, that shit was boring as fuck. I remember the TV series. I watched an episode, I was like, wow, I was like, they just can't fucking get this shit right. This was like the Crow series.
It's unforgettable, or it's forgettable.
The first one's like damn good and got a lot of entertainment going for them, and then after that, they just didn't know what the fuck to do with the rest of it. The sequels suck, and the TV series sucked. Remember, Crow had a TV series.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. To me, it don't exist, so that's why I never talk about it, because I my mind's only one Crow movie. I don't know.
Was the TV series animated?
For what?
The Starship Troopers?
There was an animated one. Not the one I mentioned earlier, but there was an animated one. I want to say that didn't even make a season, and honestly, I think it made like three episodes.
Yeah.
So there's some shit like that.
Because I'm looking at it now, and it's
funny, like, I don't even know why they would make all that shit, because this movie failed completely overseas and domestically, so I don't even know why they would continue with this shit.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this Roughneck Starship Troopers TV series, and it's got Rico, it's got Dizzy, it's got Carmen, Carl. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, it's one of those things where they just had the actors, the characters' names, they didn't have the actors playing them, though.
Yeah, no.
So it's kind of like in that, the prequel type, in-between movie type shit or whatever, you know?
Yeah. But
so, you know, I hate when I personally don't like the book comedy. It's like, why use those names and you can get the actors? Like, they did that with this Zombieland TV show.
Yes.
And we all know how that worked out. That shit failed completely.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, why did you just give them different names and start a whole series on someone else? Why the fuck would you even give them names if you couldn't get those actors? The performance by Woody Harrelson is what made the fucking movie. So it's like, you can't call this guy Tallahassee and he's a fucking terrible actor and a worse version.
No, I completely agree with you.
I mean, I'm not even saying that these actors in this movie are great or anything like that, but, like, you know, the guys that got to be in those series and shit like that, it was like, they don't have the personality traits that those characters did, so it's like, why even call them that?
And I'm gonna say it straight up, I think Neil Patrick Harris was probably the best out of this whole movie, because they didn't change him around, you know, he was the same character throughout the whole movie.
I like Dizzy, she was my favorite character. I thought she was the best actor.
She was a badass female.
Yeah, I thought her character, I thought her acting stayed on point throughout the beginning of the whole film. I thought that she was involved in a lot of the stuff she was doing as far as the scenes go here. I thought she didn't play that pretty girl type, you know, like Denise Richards was in this film.
Oh, she was pretty, but it wasn't her drawback.
She didn't play the pretty girl.
She didn't play, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She didn't play the pretty girl, because, like, you know, you look at her and go like, oh, you just another pretty face. But no, she was like, even when they were dissecting that bug and shit. You know, I mean, I love that line she told Denise Richards. I forgot what. When she said she's gonna be a pilot for it, and then Dizzy just walked by and said, "Hopefully you got the stomach for it," or whatever. I was like, "Ooh, I liked it. I liked her. I liked her a little. Her wasn't like a mean attitude or whatever, anything like that. But it was like a little spice, that attitude or whatever. I liked that about her. I liked the character just all together. I liked her performances. I thought she was better than Neil Patrick Harris, because obviously Neil Patrick Harris wasn't even on fucking screen for less than 5 minutes in the fucking movie.
Yeah, I mean, I still liked him, though.
Yeah, he didn't do shit, but okay.
No, he didn't do shit, but I liked him.
Okay, what did you like about him?
I just like Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, okay, because I'm having a hard time to pick it. What exactly made you like him the best in the movie? Because I'm like, well, what the fuck did he do?
Well, I think out of all of them, you know, he wasn't, like, Dizzy and Neil Patrick Harris, they didn't move, change them around. I mean, they made Denise Richards a bitch midway point.
She's a bitch from the beginning of the film. Shit, she's a fucking bitch all the way through. Bar none. And Neil Patrick Harris wasn't on screen long enough to be turned around. I mean, shit.
I mean, Michael Ironside is just badass throughout the whole thing.
And to be honest, they kind of did change Neil Patrick Harris. They showed him off kind of being a goofball. Remember, he putting up Rico scores and shit.
Okay. Then he was, like, serious. Like, I don't know if you remember when, I think it was when Dizzy died. Then he talked about bombing the planet or sending more troops, and he goes,
Why did Denise Richards show up in that scene?
I know. I know.
Like, because Rico clearly said, as a commander in charge, where he said, deceased soldiers may leave or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denise Richards come out of the crowd and just joins or whatever. It's like, bitch, you ain't supposed to be listening to this conversation. This is between lieutenants and corporals and stuff like that. You are neither one of those right now.
Yeah, and when she says I'm going to focus on my career, it kind of sounded like that she's never going to see him again.
Because they said that at the beginning, it was like, we'll probably never see each other again. It's like, you guys work for the same fucking company.
The Federation.
Yeah, exactly. You made this huge deal, we'll never see each other because we're in different units and stuff like infantry. She's a pilot. She's going to be flying around the infantry most of the time.
Yeah.
You guys take orders from Neil Patrick Harris. So clearly, you're going to see each other again. You know, this goes back to my Paper Towns review that I was talking about with people in high school and shit like that. They make, I swear, kids, man, they make a big fucking deal about, you know, prom is the last time we can get together and stuff, and, you know, this is, you know, this is going to be the end of our lives right here. Our lives will change forever. You know, high school's over. We'll probably never see each other again. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You are not, you know, like I said in my Paper Towns review, whatever. People that talk about, oh, we're going to college, join the army or something like that, I'll probably never see you again. It's just like, no, you'll probably never see me again because you want it that way. If you want to see me again, it can happen. It'll happen, trust me. My brother went to college, San Diego, 3-hour drive from here. I still see that nigga more times than I did when he was living out in the area. So, goddamn, shit. I don't want to hear that bullshit of, oh, you know, when we go to college or the army or something, we just never see each other again. You know, we just lose. Like, bullshit.
And they said that, and what happened? Oh, they saw each other how many times?
How many fucking times in this fucking movie? How many fucking times they see each other in this fucking movie? Like, how many times we spent with Denise Richards' character in this fucking film? Like you said, easily could have been cut out. Could have took 20 fucking minutes out of here. I wouldn't even say cut Neil Patrick Harris out, because like I said earlier, he only had like 3 fucking minutes anyway. I mean, he had that one scene at the end and the one scene we just talked about and shit. And other than that, I mean, what else did he do?
Yeah.
No goddamn thing.
Dead.
No, that is a cliche I personally fucking hate about movies, though, when it's about teenagers and school or whatever. Is they always make high school and prom and shit like that the biggest fucking deal ever. As if they never gonna see that next person ever fucking again. Shut the fuck up with that shit. This is annoying.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest cliche in movies with teenagers.
Who the fuck looks at high school as if that's your stepping ground of changing who you are now?
Nah, I don't know, I didn't.
I'm gonna tell you this right now, kids. Teenagers, if you out there listen, high school is a fucking joke, okay? It's a fucking joke, alright? I look at prom and shit like, oh, gonna change my life forever. It's not gonna change your life forever. You know what's gonna change your life forever? You getting a job and working and getting your own place. That's fucking changing your life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing you got some goddamn bills to pay. That's changing your fucking life. High school is gonna change my life. Shut the fuck up with that shit. That shit annoys the shit out of me.
It does. And do you think
it's annoying?
And you know, this movie is 2 hours. It's 2 hours long. Did you feel the 2 hours, or do you think with the action scenes and stuff, it took away from the time?
I thought it was well-paced with the action scenes, how they kept it going. I mean, Rico, obviously, he's a charismatic character in this film. And honestly, I did really... excuse me. I really wanted to see Dizzy and his character kind of grow together. Because I love that scene where, you know, they're about to have sex, and he tells her, "You finally got me," or something like that. And she has that smile on her face. Like, this whole movie, she's just like... she's just a joy to be around with, for me, at least. I mean, every time she... You can tell she's in... Like, I don't know if that's just the character or the way she acted or whatever, but you can tell she really was in love with this dude. I mean, shit, even when she told him, I kind of just looked at her and said, I don't even think you really need to even tell him that. I mean, because the look in your eyes that you just giving him right now is just like, it's spewing like, oh, I'm in love with this dude. Like, I love this guy forever and shit like that. you know, I really wanted to see them build, so I was curious about that. Like I said, I watched this at 2 a.m. I was excited. I got a little tired towards the end of the film because the action kind of slowed down a little bit, and it started switching back between Carmen and them a lot more.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, that's the parts for me where it got a little slow. Obviously, you said that earlier in this review, that a lot of their parts should have been cut. Xander and Carmen, Denise Richards, they should have been really fucking cut out of this film a lot.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Really, like, there was no fucking reason why. I mean, and then the whole bug has a brain type deal and shit like that. I ain't gonna lie, in a way, it kind of came out of nowhere. It was kind of cool in a way, but at the end of the film with the whole Rico having a bomb and shit like that and them stepping back and stuff, those bugs would have just swarmed their ass.
You would think.
Because at the end of the film, I mean, when the brain bug left, they swarmed them, didn't they?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They didn't give a fuck about that bomb or nothing like that. Are they trying to say the brain bug was communicating with them or something like that?
I think so.
Because I don't know if you noticed, but the brain bug had the cockroaches lifting it up.
Yeah, because it couldn't move.
What kind of shit was that?
Because it was so big it couldn't move.
Yeah. How the fuck did that dude capture it?
I don't know.
I mean, I mean, obviously, this is to us, it's a B-level movie, but I'm almost guaranteed now that after putting that much money into it, they didn't think this was a B-level film. But, you know, it's cool. Oh, this one guy caught him and shit, which we find out later. It was the instructor that they had earlier who wanted to get into the action and shit.
Yeah.
He was pretty badass, too. I like that Dizzy got that punch on him and shit. It's like, ooh. I love that scene, too, when he was like, so you transferred to this unit thinking why, whatever. And she was like, because I heard you're the best and I want to be the best. And then he was just like, what makes you think you even last? And then she just throws her bag down, takes her jacket off. I was like, I don't know about you, but I got a little turned on right there. I was like, that's hot. If that scene right there didn't make you want to fuck Dizzy, you gay then.
You're right.
I was like, I was thinking in my head, after seeing that, she's the type of chick, when y'all get y'all little bungalow situated, you'd be like, you kind of just like in the background follow her for a little bit and go like, and she says, I got this one, and then you just push everybody, move, move, I got this bunk right here then. I got this bunk right here, babe. What you doing tonight? And she tells you, breaking your arm, and I'd be like, and I'll be there on time, man, girl. I was hot, dude. I got she was hot this month. I'm sorry, shit. She's probably old as shit now, but, yeah.
40-ish.
Let me look up photos of this girl. Go ahead and look at her. About to start stalking her now. damn, I don't know if there's a recent photo on her IMDb page, but she looks good.
Yeah, she's known. She's in the Saw series.
Really? What character she play?
Detective.
I can barely remember those fucking movies. Okay, they all blend in with each other. So
yeah, they do. Okay. They do.
Okay, she was in Charlie's Angel TV series. I don't remember her. She's in Piranha 3D. I don't remember. Damn, this girl almost got a chameleon face in it. Wait, maybe I do remember her.
I don't remember in Piranha 3D. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I remember
her. Yeah, I'm about to say, I think I remember her. And, wait, man, she plays Barbara Gordon?
Huh?
In Birds of Prey? She played Batgirl? In Birds of Prey? Are you serious? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess not really Batgirl, Barbara Gordon. I don't know if it's Batgirl yet, but okay, alright, whatever. Birds of Prey is a TV series, pretty much, that was back like in 2003, I believe.
Was that CW? What channel was that?
I can't remember what I don't even think CW was around in 2003. I think that might have been WB still.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, but she played Barbara Gordon in Oracle. That was her? The show was terrible, by the way, too. She's gorgeous, though. Yeah, I loved her character in this film. She'd kick my ass any day. I don't know what the fuck Rico's thinking. He was just... Carmen, she never gave him no ass, apparently, but she had him dick whipped.
Big time.
Yeah, she had him whipped, which I don't know why. I really don't. I mean, she shows him no attention whatsoever in this film.
Yeah, I got that, too.
It's probably just... That's probably what it was. It's like, maybe I can get her, too, you know? But, I guess we're on the final thoughts now, right?
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
You know, I'm going to have to give this a low rent it. Just because the movie's fun.
Yeah.
But it is in our words, B level.
Yeah, I thought it was until you told me that.
Yeah, I was kind of amazed when I saw that too.
First time you saw that?
Yeah, first time I saw the budget. Yeah.
Same here. Shit, I thought this shit was cheap as fuck.
But
you know what? When I was rewatching it, though, that shit looked good though.
It did. So you kind of want, you kind of think it's gonna change because you saw the budget, but I still think it's a hell of a movie. It's really fun. Characters, you know, acting wise, it is what it is. But I think it's a fun movie that you can watch every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's different. I mean, it's not, it's a, from a book, right?
Yeah. It's based off the book. Yeah.
So I don't know the book. I never read it. So, I don't know how close it is, but I think for what it is, it's a fun movie.
So why'd you give it a low rating? What was your reason why? What was your negative about it, basically?
Negative is because it's so long.
Okay.
And the whole Carmen thing, like, I 100% agree with you that they should have dropped it when she said she's going to do a career.
She kind of fucked the movie up, basically, really.
Yeah.
Where do I stand with this? I'll give it a... I guess I'm on the opposite end. I'll give it a higher... Oh, the special effects look good. It's funny that the bug shit looked better than the human shit as far as special effects went. You brought up that when Xander got his brain sucked out, I was like, that looked terrible. But yet, the bug that was doing it looked good. It was like, it's like maybe y'all just cheaped out, or maybe y'all just thought that looked good or something like that. But whoever thought that looked good looked fucking terrible. I mean, and you know, now that I know the budget, you really have no excuse for that, to be honest. You really did.
Yeah.
I thought the acting was, for what it was okay. I thought it, towards the end, though, that's when it got a little just... Actually, you know, the whole ending, I didn't really care for that. Actually, I thought the rest of the film was just fine. The ending itself, I thought it was kind of weak, actually, as far as the action went and stuff. Because, you know, you kind of expect this big-ass all-out brawl, I guess, if you will, with the humans and the bugs.
Yeah.
But it just turns into, like you said earlier, a rescue mission of just saving Carmen and, like, the movie already established that, why the fuck should we care about Carmen? She's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you really, it just goes into cliche territory, just to have that one line in. You know, I just feel like when we're together, this bitch just got stabbed, and she's wrapping her arms around, like, nothing happened to her. She's got blood on us, and nothing happened. She ain't in pain or nothing like that. Just, whenever we're together, I feel like everything's gonna be okay. If I was Rico, I'd have been like, well, if I'd have got there a minute later, you'd actually would have been dead, so... Yeah, that just to be, you know, you should be actually sucking my dick right about now, because that kind of saved your life, actually. Matter of fact, I probably could get hanged for this because I averted the mission to come for you, by the way. So, yeah, you probably should be on your knees right now blowing me. That's the least you could do. Dizzy died for you to blow me. So, get on your knees and blow me. Anyway, Rico, I thought, was charismatic and cool, but once again, towards the end of the film, it just, man, something just reverted on him as far as his acting performance, so it is. I really like Dizzy. She's my favorite character in the film. Personally, I don't think they gave her enough screen time, if you ask me.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, even though she gets more camera time than Carmen, it almost feels like more story was given with Carmen.
Yeah.
And that's just because I guess her story revolves around the main character of the film, which her character is just fucking a cliche, boring ass character in this film, and fuck you, bitch, really. Ditzy, I thought she had she was the it girl. If Denise Richards in the film was the girl next door, Ditzy was the it girl. She had the it factor going for her and stuff like that. She had a lot of class around her. I mean, you got a fine-ass girl like Ditzy talking about, even Neil Patrick Harris said, you know, we can tell what she wants. Even she looks at him and gives him that look, even when she said, bad boy. I was like, oh, my God, dude, Rico, man, how can you turn that down? Ain't that hot, dude? Dude, seriously. See, if you had someone doing that to you, would you be like, nah, it's okay?
No.
If she looked like Ditzy and she told you, bad boy, or whatever, or was, like, licking her lips at that dance, whatever, when she turned around on you, like, would you even just, like, ugh, no, God, no. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah, I know, it was just weird.
I would slap the fuck out of you so hard, Z. I was like, you better hope I'm never around you if you ever do that to some hot ass girl or whatever and shit, because I would slap you so fucking hard.
I know you would.
I would slap you so hard that reality would hit you and you'd be like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, you would.
And then you shake my hand and say, thank you, P1. Thank you. And I'd be like, yeah, fucking welcome. Go get him. Go get him, Captain. Go get that ass. 10% of that ass is mine, by the way, too. So you hitting that, you leave the window open. I come in and hit her on the ass real quick and be like, there you go. You won't even know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the action in here. I like the brawls. I like the whole bug. I wish they would have explored more with the bug, to be honest. Instead of exploring more with this relationship that they tried to put in with Denise and Neil Patrick Harris and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the... Because we see the bug that shoots the fire and shit.
That was cool, man.
Then next, you know, we get the praying mantises or whatever those flying things were and shit. Those were cool. I wish we would have did more of that. I wish we could have seen more situations like that where they're outnumbered and, you know, using rocket launchers and shit like that. I wish the ending would have been a different cliche ending where it's just an all-out battle between the bugs and humans instead of the fucking sandbox ending we got of them under the tunnel and shit and just saving Denise Richards' character.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll give it a higher rating though. I enjoyed the hell out of this movie still. I think it's still enjoyable. I personally love the fuck out of it. I can watch the hell of it. It was one of the things too, is you can watch it so many times and like I don't think your opinion will ever change of it.
No, it won't.
Because we all knew what it was when we first saw it, and even today still looking at it going like, yeah, I know what I'm getting myself into with it and stuff. It's still, matter of fact, I personally think it's better than most of the action movies that come out nowadays. Like, the one I can put out there, like the fucking Furious movies. I think this is way better than those and shit. You want to talk about cliche, those ones hit cliches after cliche, but this one, my only problem really was the whole Denise Richards thing.
Yeah, that's the major downfall of the whole movie.
Yeah, she almost kills the fucking movie, to me at least.
Is that the only reason probably why you didn't give it a C it?
Yeah, because I was going to go low C it, but the more I think about it, the more it pisses me off with that whole, oh, you know, this is the last time we're ever going to see each other, you know, let's stay friends forever and shit, and then, you know, the whole Denise Richards story at the end where she lives and shit, just like, ain't that a bitch? Hold on. How the fuck does she live? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously, let's give her the knife. Like, why would he even pass her the knife? He could have just easily cut himself, and they both could have got out of there, but then, you know, obviously, we know the reason why, is because so they can have that last shot of them walking off together as friends, and it's like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. So that was my reason why I didn't get the because I was going the low C it. But yeah, fuck this movie. Oh, wait, no, I like this movie. Never mind. Z. Now you ready to talk about Straight Outta Compton?
I haven't seen it yet. I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay, no, that's right. That's right. We're not doing what we did last week. We're one part and the other part later.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, that was a pain in the ass, right?
But it worked.
It did work. But you already getting some questions?
Yes.
And I have to approve this one. Okay. All right. I got to approve it. Pack, he says, this is a perfect cheesy 80s movie. It pretty much has everything you expect from a movie from back then. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I don't understand the studio's reasoning for not funding this movie properly. He's talking about They Live with a name like John Carpenter attached to it. It made no sense.
Yeah, I mean, look at when Halloween first came out. I don't think Jamie Lee Curtis was anybody at the time.
No. And I would damn near say Roddy Piper at least had a bigger name, at least in sports entertainment, than she did.
Yeah.
I mean, she had no name, and even if it was, they didn't recognize him in the movie world or whatever, at least he had somewhat of a name, though.
Yeah, because he, with Hogan and then Mr. T.
Smacking a coconut, you know.
Yeah.
Jimmy Superfly. Superfly.
So.
Is he dead yet?
No, he just announced he has cancer.
Oh, that's right, but he's like 90, though, right?
I don't think he's 90, but close.
Are you sure about that?
He's close.
Okay, I thought I read somewhere it said he was 90.
No. I think he's got to be about 70s.
Oh, well, it's okay to get cancer in 70, then.
Yeah.
I like when people say, oh, that's still too young to go. It's like, no, No, it's not. I'm sorry, but no, it's not. It's not. I'm sorry. 70 is a damn. I'd be lucky if I could make it to 70.
Yeah, me too.
So 70 is a damn good age, especially in our generation. See, we just dying left and right. I mean, shit, we can't even make it to 50.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people always saying 70 is a young age. No, 70 is a damn good age to go out on.
I would be happy with going out at 70.
Hell yeah, shit. I'd be happy to go out on 55, shit. With my track record right now.
Yeah, you'll be surprised if you make it to your 30s.
Dude, if I outlive the whole Moose Falls crew right there, man, you know I sold my soul then.
Yes, it's true.
I think I told Wayne this on Fired Up, whatever. I believe, which, by the way, is the unpublished Fired Up because it is that bad. I don't mean bad in quality. I mean bad as far as some of the shit we said about some people. But, we kind of listened to it and said, yeah, this shit would start people to get shot or something like that. I think so. But 70? Like I said, I would think that personally, a lot of people think P1 would die first, but wouldn't it be funny if I outlive all of you guys?
You probably will.
It'll be hella funny, because we already know Cody's going to die from alcohol poisoning. That's clear.
Or the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The second age of the Holocaust, yeah.
Wayne will get shot.
Yeah, by a fan, too, nonetheless.
Luke, I don't know.
His wife will kill him.
So. Luke's a wild card.
Yeah, his wife is going to kill him, so.
I can see that.
Yeah, once he puts out he signs that SSI agreement with her or whatever shit, yeah, she's going to take him out.
Yeah, I can see that.
Slowly, but man, she's Asian people, you know, Adaya, she's a lovely lady, whatever, but she's going to make him something that's easily going to slowly kill him and digest him, so.
Mm-hmm.
Z, you're just, you know, you're white, so you're naturally going to die.
It's true. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, white people don't get to live that long, so.
No, they don't.
Yeah, see, unless you're famous, that's the only time you get to live long. So, see, you better get to working on the movies and get your ass up in Hollywood and get famous, because your track record ain't looking so good right about now.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. You know, see, the problem with white people is they get curious. That's why they die.
They get curious.
Yeah, start looking for shit they don't have no business. Like Z talking about going straight out of Compton. He's going to pick the most ghetto-ass theater to go to with nothing but a bunch of black people to go to at midnight.
I would say go to a drive-in, but I don't think any drive-in is going to show it.
Yeah, because a drive-by might happen.
Yeah.
that's exactly the reason why. So, yeah, so. It'd be awesome if I live all you.
I think you could.
Cody probably going to get shot by a fan, too, for liking Man of Steel, but, you know.
He'll get shot by Michael B. for not seeing a Fantastic Four.
I thought you were going to say he's going to get shot by Rodrigo, because Rodrigo's the spoiled bastard that's always riding his ass.
Yeah. Cody's got... I don't want to say he's got fans. He's got a lot of hate fans.
Oh, wow, really? I didn't know you had fans that hated him. I only knew one. I don't even know if Rodrigo hates him. I think Rodrigo just admires him. That's what I said. He admires him.
I think he's got the Jewish community packed good.
Oh,
so.
That's right. Yeah, the Jewish community. Because, you know, the Jewish community, they don't like people outside of the Jewish community. So that's the reason why people probably hate him.
Yeah, you're right.
Which, by the way, people, you can, if you want to visit Cody, you can do so at JewishFriendFinder.com/CodyW. Capital K, capital W. Don't forget the H, the O, the D, and the Y in the middle of that. That's Cody W, JewishFriendFinder.com, people. Yeah, he's sending on his best shalom wishes to all you guys. last question I got here, I got to prove, is from Holly. She says, what do we think about Ronda Rousey petitioning to be Captain Marvel?
She doesn't have a good track record.
That's the worst fucking petition. What is up with this petitioning now? I mean, we've got Tyrese petitioning for Green Lantern, which seems like it's going to go that route now, for the love of fucking God. Now, I saw the photo. You ain't on Instagram, so you wouldn't see it, but she's got photos of her Photoshop in the Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel costume.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh God, please, Marvel, don't allow this to happen. She's a terrible actress.
Yeah, she doesn't have a great track record.
Track record, my ass. She's just terrible at whatever. She don't give a fuck about her movies. She's terrible. She can't act. What the hell did she want to be the star of a movie? Oh God, no, no. Good, for the love of God, no. You are not. I'm sorry, but you are not about to ruin my favorite Marvel character.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
You're not about to fuck that up, so you need to take your steps as a matter of fact. I need to post something. No, because now I want her looking me up. I didn't put out my address multiple times, so I'm out of Compton on here. I don't need her looking me up to come kick my ass. Actually, no, that'd be an honor, though, so never mind. Let me write on her Instagram. Fuck no. You don't need to be Captain Marvel.
I mean, she looks the part.
No.
You don't think so?
No. She don't even look the fucking part. Just because she got blonde hair.
Who do you think should be Captain Marvel?
I already know. We already know my pick is shit from this Edge of Tomorrow himself, who's supposed to be Captain Marvel if the deal would have went right like years ago. Was supposed to go, and that was we already know who's the female lead in Edge of Tomorrow.
Emily Blunt.
Emily motherfucking Blunt, who was in talks to play Captain Marvel years ago. Contract didn't go through because that movie wasn't going to go through, but now the whole Marvel's in, they were in talks back with her for a while when they first announced it, but that's not even confirmed yet, but there you go, that's my choice, Emily Blunt plays it, she acts good, she acts it, I mean, she damn near was it in fucking Edge of Tomorrow, to be honest, so Emily Blunt got it, that's my choice.
If she's like in Edge of Tomorrow, yeah, because she was awesome in that.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's Captain Marvel. Hey, tomorrow. So, yeah, fuck it.
I'm going to go with her because I think she's awesome.
Why the fuck would they downgrade from someone like Emily Blunt, great actress like her or whatever, to fucking Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, and Emily Blunt, you know, has awards. She's won awards.
Her track record while making money ain't great right now, but, you know, man.
No.
She's got that badass movie, though, with Benicio Del Toro coming out that looks,
Sicarlo? Sicario?
Yeah, I can't remember. Sicario, I think?
Yeah, I saw fuck, what movie was it?
Shit, they've been playing with every goddamn movie. I think.
I saw Southpaw. They showed that. And I'm like, yeah, that looks really good.
Shit, they even showed that with Fantastic Four.
Oh, it's because the trailer is supposed to be better than the movie.
Like, I don't know why they would show a rated R movie with it. Like, usually they kind of keep movies intact with movies that they're showing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you show a comic book superhero PG-13 film, you'd kind of show, like, big blockbusters or, like, you know, other PG-13 films, right? When that trailer popped up, I just looked at it and was just like, why the fuck is this play with this? You trying to tell me that Fantastic Four is going to be violent?
It wasn't, right?
They were telling me it was shit. That's what it was.
No, but yeah, that movie actually looks really good.
Looks cool, yeah, it looks cool. Probably going to be shit, but, you know, hey.
It's a September release, if I'm correct.
Oh, is it coming out that soon? Damn.
Yeah, the 18th.
Damn, that's the first I've heard of it, then. Was, like, the past 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you got Josh Brolin, Del Toro. I'm like, good cast.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Del Toro, but okay, we'll see.
Because you can't understand one word he says.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. Exactly right, yeah. But, yeah, we'll see. I just want to see some Latins get shot, that's all. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Let me rephrase that. Latin cartels. There you go.
There you go.
Thank you. There we go.
So is this is this a sequel to Traffic?
It's a sequel to, goddamn it. Fuck, I forgot the name of the movie now. Fuck! Oh, I was going to kill. Oh, whatever. Fuck it then. Hey, I don't care. Yeah, it's a sequel to End of Tomorrow. There you go.
There you go. It's a prequel to it.
Yeah, it's a prequel to End of Tomorrow. It's how she got her background.
It's cool with me.
But, people, that has been the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this show. Jack, I'm still waiting for your Interstellar thoughts. Tell us. I've been waiting, man. I need to hear your Interstellar reasonings. He's like, I already told you, motherfucker. I was like, yeah, but it's not a show if I don't hear Interstellar reasonings.
It's not.
Gotta hear my Interstellar reasonings. I got to. Z was just too hard on that film. You were, Z. You were.
Should I rewatch it?
It's very written. No. God, no. What the hell is wrong with you? let me ask you this. Do you got 3 hours of free time?
God, no.
You got 3 hours of free time to watch something that you didn't care for?
God, no. I haven't even seen the Transformers 4 since I first saw it.
Okay, then exactly. Then yeah, that shit's available to watch as well. So, yeah, Netflix, Amazon Prime, everywhere to watch that shit. God, no. Wouldn't even watch it for a social experiment again. Well, social experiment is a fucking stupid-ass movie. Why can't, because people, I got one more thing before I get out of here. Why can't people, because everybody's talking about this is how powerful fans are, you know, for Fantastic Four letting it fail. Why can't people rally up like that against Transformers?
That's a good point.
Like, I don't want to hear that bullshit about how powerful fans are. Fans are dumb fucks nowadays.
I mean, they make one statement with Fantastic Four, and they can't do it for other franchises?
Yeah, thank you. They can't do that shit for other fucking franchises?
Here's another one. The Insidious movies. Conjuring. Yes.
They've been giving that shit a pass as a sequel or whatever. Another one, the Furious movies.
Yeah, especially the last one.
They just stay in the same pay. But Transformers is one that baffles the fuck. It's like, I bet these studios will now listen to fans and stuff like that. It's just like, no! Fans make dumb decisions. The reason fan decisions got us things like Spider-Man 3, some of these X-Men movies. Uh-huh. What's some other shit? I'm trying to think of some studio films right now. I'm blanking on something right now, but whatever. But Spider-Man 2, the Amazing Spider-Man 2. That was another fucking one. Even the Amazing Spider-Man 1 for that matter. But fans don't know what the fuck they talk about, people. So no. Because if they did, Transformers wouldn't keep making more money every time it comes out. That movie gets higher and higher every fucking time it comes out.
Yeah,
and that one too would be Twilight for that matter.
Yeah, and the only reason why Furious 7 made so much money was because of fucking Paul Walker's death.
Let's be real about that. That's damn near true. I mean, honest to God, that's real. And to be honest, not to disrespect Paul Walker's family or anything like that, nobody gave a fuck about Paul Walker in that series before he died.
No.
Nobody gave a fuck about Paul Walker in that series at all. I remember even saying that in my review for the sixth one. I was like, I said, I wish the movie would go back to being about Paul Walker and Vin Diesel like it did in the original, whatever, stuff like that. People gave me shit about it, saying nobody cares about Paul Walker and shit. As soon as he died, like a half a year later and shit, now everybody's talking about how sad it is and stuff like that. I'm just like, really? Is it really that sad? Is it really sad?
I mean, it's not like Denzel or Leo.
But it's one of those things like we talked about when we did Thriller. People only give a fuck about you when you die.
It is.
Because how many people criticized Michael Jackson and shit like that and say what he did, and then after he died, that shit never got brought up again.
Like, okay. Who's, like, Michael Bay. Say when he dies. People will be like, oh, his movies were a masterpiece.
You know what? I'm pretty sure somebody would say that. I'm pretty sure they're going to say some shit like that. I'm pretty fucking sure there's going to be some shit like that.
Yeah, so...
Same for Zack Snyder.
Yeah. Man of Steel, wow, that was awesome.
You know what? Now that I look back at Man of Steel, it actually was a great movie, you know?
That's Watchmen. Cody.
Actually, it's not that bad. You should watch it.
Oh, Cody would freaking be at his funeral crying at the grave.
Damn.
They'll have to escort him out.
Man, you, Rodrigo, and Wayne must be talking to each other. must be...
I have never talked to Rodrigo.
God damn. You motherfuckers must just, like, in sync with each other. But that's Rodrigo is a personification of Z and Wayne. Rodrigo is the Spanish version of the white, the two white people I have on here on the side. God damn.
Sorry, Cody.
You ain't sorry. You ain't sorry.
Don't throw your change at me.
Come on now, he'd do it. He wouldn't do it. He'd pick it right back up. Anyway.
He'll count it as he throws it.
He's going to be like, one penny, two pennies, three pennies. Oh, wait, he ain't even counting. What the fuck? But he is counting that change, though. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Anyway, though, people, it's time for us to get out of here now. We talked enough about it. But, you know, a lot of people don't give a fuck about me, but if I died tomorrow, nobody would still never give a fuck about me. But!
I would. I'll be like,
oh. He's like, oh, wow, I knew that guy. Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think y'all would know if I died or not, though. That's the thing.
You're not on Facebook, so we wouldn't know.
Be like, this motherfucker ain't showing up now, whatever, and stuff like that. God.
God damn it.
That's the thing, too, about none of us being really that famous either. We wouldn't know if none of us died.
You know what's funny? Is that I wonder if people on Facebook thought you died.
They did. I got shit on Instagram saying that, whatever. Somebody was telling me that, yo, Sam missed the podcast or whatever and stuff. I was like, man, you should check out this review and stuff like that. He's like, yo, where can I do that? I was like, the website?
And don't, if you sign up for Podomatic, you get notifications when a new site's up or a new show's up?
Yeah. Plus, there's iTunes feed, too. I mean, you know, it's all.
Cody took over.
Just, there's all kind of things there. I mean, just to find out, you know. So, I guess, you know, you live on Facebook, I guess. I don't know. Fuck Facebook. Anyway, that is the show, like I said, man. That's been Throwback Tuesday, episode 112, man. And, you know, if you want to tell me where if you want to message me to find out where you can listen to the show, then you can message me on Twitter at MovieSpoilerPod. I'm there, you know, throwing up the Compton, throwing up the CPT, you know, all day, every day, born and raised. Then you can also send me longer throwing up CPTs in bigger, bolder fonts, because you can't do so on Twitter, but you can do so on Google+, and you can find me there on MovieSpoilers_TPO. And if you just want to leave questions and comments, whatever, you can do so on the site by visiting MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. Leave all your best shalom wishes for Cody. There's some Jewish fans out there. You can go ahead. He has a little section on the page, whatever, under the spoiling host category. You got Cody. Go ahead and leave him a little message there and saying, hey, man, I loved your interview at Comic-Con when you said it was genocide and stuff like that. It was cool, man. Then you'll realize that wasn't him because, you know, but then you'll probably just say, oh, I thought all Jewish people looked alike or something like that. So, you know, or you at least got the all same last name, you know. Some incest going on in there. But anyway, Z, where can lovely people find you at?
You can find me at Twitter at SBulldog99.
Say what?
Google+, which I still don't post really anything on there, but I'm on there. What is my name on there?
I don't know.
I'm on your circle. Is that what it's called? A circle?
Yeah, you gotta circle me, bitch. Yeah, you're on my circle, but I don't pay attention to you. I be talking to other people on there.
It's Chad Zuber. And if you're still on the book, which you probably are, Chad Zuber as well. And Instagram, I don't do Instagram.
Oh, I'm on Instagram, though, people. And you can follow me there on Phenomenal01. That's Phenomenal001.
Does Cody have an Instagram?
Yes, he does. It's Cody Goldstein.
Because he's been posting a lot of pictures on Facebook. Wait,
what?
He's been posting a lot of pictures on Facebook lately.
Oh, well, he's on Instagram, so. He didn't really post that many on Instagram. He posts about two, maybe. But he posts some. But yeah. But he's on Instagram. He's at Cody S. That's Cody S. Goldstein. That's correct. That's Cody Steven Goldstein.
Oh, I thought it was Jufro.
No. Jufro is like his tagline. Hashtag Jufro.
Okay.
But yes. Well, people, that's been episode 112. We hope you enjoyed today's show. We will be back next week for episode 113, Z-Choice. And like I said always, you know, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure having fun with you.
It is.
Hopefully we can play some other way if you catch my drift.
Be that dizzy of his life.
Oh, I'll be your dizzy, all right. I'll show you dizzy, shit. Don't love me, all right, shit. All I got to do is take a shirt off. You can see these titties. You'll be like, damn, look at them titties right there. Look at them black chocolate. You're going to be like, can I get some chocolate milk out there? I'm going to be like, yeah, you can. Got some strawberry in there, too, because I'm a half-breed, so. Oh, right, we're getting out of here now. I'm just full of hosts, the most phenomenal one.
This is Z.
Yeah, we'll be back next week for episode 113. Later, bastards.
See y'all.
In every age, there is a cause worth fighting for. But in the future, the greatest threat to our survival
will not be man at all. Now the youth of tomorrow must travel across the stars to defend our world.
We are a generation commanded by fate to defend humankind.
Everyone fights, no one quits.
We are going in the first wave! You smash the entire area, you kill anything that has more than two legs, you get me?
We get you, sir!
But they will face an enemy more devastating than any ever imagined.
Back up!